Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come to you once again, Lord. We come with our hearts open, Lord, asking you to give us understanding, to make a way for us, Lord. So many are dying, God. So many are. I know, Lord, we want so many things to be working in our lives right now, God, but we need to see the issue. We need to see that we need to call on your name. We need to come back to you. We need to follow your Son, Christ Jesus. We need to obey your word, God. We need to get in your presence. We need to be walk right before you, God. And as your word says, blessings will shower down upon us, God. Protection will cover us. In times of trouble, we'll be able to go into the refuge of Christ Jesus and know we're safe because we're in Christ and Christ is in us. We'll know the difference between walking in darkness and walking in light. Oh Lord, if we can just turn back and see the ways of God. Seek God with all our hearts. I know this can go away, God. God, you are in control. You can stop anything from happening. We pray those who believe in your Son, Christ Jesus, those who have faith in you, Father God, we pray and we're asking you to show mercy, have grace upon us, God. We see the errors of our ways, Lord, and we turn back. We ask for forgiveness. We repent of our sins and we ask you to show mercy in this time of need upon this earth, God. Bless us and guide us in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let's review waiting on the Lord as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. See, as we establish our faith more and more in the Lord, we must arrive at this point where we can wait on God. This is not easy to do. We've been trained all our lives to be aggressive in carrying out our own plans and desires. And our mind has been trained to make quick and sometimes irrational decisions about life. And to be honest, many of us don't have enough patience to wait on God. We say we wait on the Lord, but we put the Lord on a timer. We don't give him much time to operate, nor do we give him much time to work in our lives before we have to make a decision. The Lord only has so much time before we move ahead and move ahead without him and carry on with our life. I can tell you, it took a long time before I came to wait on God. I had my plans. I was a driven person. I chased it after life as fast as I could. And I had to learn to wait on the Lord and not continue to choose my own way while saying that I'm waiting on God. You know how we do it. I say I'm waiting on the Lord, but I'm not really waiting on God. I know I need to pray. I know I need to ask God for favor. I go through that process. But see, in reality, I'm not really waiting on the Lord. If he shows up in the time that I need him, thank and glory to God. But if he doesn't show up in the time that I need him, I move ahead. I had to learn how to wait on God. It starts by us returning to God. Maintaining love and justice in our heart and waiting on God so he can lead, instruct, and guide us into things. So you must be a person who knows how to keep watch, how to have hope no matter what, how to believe in God knowing that he is faithful and he does answer prayers when we wait on him. We wait for God, our Savior. We wait to hear his voice that guides and instructs us along the way. See, we don't want to hear the God Spirit. See, God put everything in place. And though we don't understand everything that God has done, we must have faith in God. He's in full control of everything. We must wait for revelation to be unfolded based on the appointed time. What God has spoken will not fail. what God has planned may seem to linger and take a long time for us, but we must wait. It will come to pass. God is going to do it. We must wait on God. Even if our hearts pound, even if it feels like our bones are decaying and our legs are beginning to tremble, see, we must wait patiently on God. It does not matter what we can see with our own eyes. Even if the fig trees are not budding, or if the grapes are not on the vine and crops are failing, if there's no food to eat, we must wait on the Lord. Rejoice in God. Be joyful. Our God is faithful. God is able to do it. God wants us to learn how to wait on Him. Wait for the day when He would stand up and testify. See, God has a plan to assemble the nations together, to gather the kingdoms together, to bring forth His wrath on this world. God has a plan for the whole world to be consumed by fire. We must wait on the Lord. We need to follow Jesus so we are not part of that which will experience the wrath of God. We must wait on God. Just like Jesus told His disciples, they did not, so they had to wait to receive the Holy Spirit. See, they couldn't give a timer to Christ. They couldn't say, "Oh, Christ, we're waiting in the room for about 10 minutes. If you don't show up, we're leaving." See, they had to wait to receive the Holy Spirit. Christ told them not to leave Jerusalem, to wait for the gift the Father promised. What happened? What do you think would have happened if they just got up and left like we would have? We would not have gotten the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't wait on God. You may ask, what are we waiting for? We who accepted Christ Jesus as the head of our lives are becoming the first fruit of the Spirit. We've been made and shaped and transformed and adopted into sons and daughters of God. We're waiting for our bodies to be redeemed. By this hope, we know we will be saved. We do not hope for what we already have. We wait and hope for that which is to come. We wait patiently for Christ Jesus' return. But we must learn how to wait on the Lord. This is going to require us to reprogram our thinking. Christ is going to bring what is in darkness to light. We need the Spirit to be changing us so we know how to wait on Christ Jesus. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5. See, for us to learn how to wait on the Lord, we need to ensure our motives are right and we have surrendered our life over to God. There's no point in waiting if you're not focused on the things of God. There's no point in waiting if your life is not in Christ Jesus. You might as well go on, as they said in Ecclesiastes, go on and live your life, drink and be merry, because you're waiting in vain. But see, if you and I can wait on the Lord in a proper manner, with our motives right, with our mind made up, with a state on Jesus, we know we can wait on the things that God has already spoken about that is to come. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 says, "Therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, will expose the motives of men's heart. At that time, each will receive his praise from God." So we have to learn to wait on the Lord by turning away from things that we analyze and serve the living God, the true God. We wait for the Son that is going to come from heaven to return back to us. For Christ will rescue us from the coming wrath, so we're not impatient with God. See, if we don't want to walk on a different path when Christ comes. We don't want to be somewhere we shouldn't be when Christ comes. We need to wait on God so we don't fall away, so we do not turn away from God. So we need to learn. Lord Jesus, help us. We need to learn to wait on the Lord by saying no to ungodliness, no to worldly passions, and yes to living self-controlled lives, and yes to living upright before God, and yes to godly living. We have to learn to be patient for the blessings of God, the blessed hope of Christ Jesus, the glorious appearance of God our Savior, Christ Jesus, to appear before us. We have to wait on God. We can't be impatient. I know this world has just got us so impatient. We can't wait on anything or anybody, but you and I are Christian. We need to maintain our hope in God. We need to wait on the Savior. We need to wait on God's timing. I tell you, maybe you know someone that you've asked to follow you somewhere in some direction, a certain place. They started out behind you, and then they speed ahead of you. You wonder, what's going on? See, they quickly become impatient with your drive, and so they speed past you. And unlike today, where there's GPS to lead us to the place we're going, there's no GPS to God's kingdom. We must learn to wait on Jesus. Follow him to the kingdom of God. There is no other ways. The word of God said, you're not going to be able to jump over the wall into the kingdom of God. So you and I got to understand, we don't know the way. We have to wait on what God is timing, what God has planned. And you and I, in the middle of that waiting, need to let God be working things out in our life and straighten us out so we're right with God. So when what we're waiting for, we will receive from the Lord. Jesus said, we must keep watch. So we're not deceived. Many will come in his name claiming this and that and deceiving many. We must wait on God. Even if we hear wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, the Lord says. These things are going to happen. Nations will rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms. There'll be earthquake and famine. These are just the beginning of birth. God says, we must wait on God. Let it unfold. God has a plan. You and I need to be part of that plan. We must be on our guard and keep watch. Christ says it's like a person who leaves their home and puts a servant in charge and assign them their tasks and tells the one at the door to keep watch. We must keep watch because we don't know when the owner will come back. See, if he comes back suddenly and finds us sleeping, what will happen to us? The Lord says everyone must keep watch and wait on him. Wait on the Lord and watch over ourselves. And Jesus said to the disciples, sit here and wait while I go pray. The Lord was deeply distressed and troubled. His soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And again, Jesus said to them, stay here and keep watch. And then when Christ returned, he found the disciples sleeping. Jesus said, can't you keep watch for just 1 hour? He said, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We're not trained to wait and keep watch. We must learn patience and learn how to wait on what God is going to unfold in our life. It's better than you and I, anything you and I could ever plan. It's better than you and I can ever carry out. The things of God is way better than anything we can imagine in our mind. We must train ourselves how to wait on God. Go with me to Mark chapter 14, verses 37-38. We need our mind to be retrained, our heart to be transformed, so we can wait and keep watch patiently, seeing that the Lord is still working stuff out in our lives, still bringing about the plans of God, still showing and casting future plans for his people, what God is going to do in our lives, but we must wait on it. It's all about God's timing. We can't be impatient with God. When we're seeking the Lord, when we're asking God to move in our lives, to change things in our lives, we gotta give God the time that God needs. And you and I need to be servants who know how to wait on the Master. Mark chapter 14, verses 37-38 says, then when he returned to the disciples, he found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We have to watch. We need to wait on the Lord. We need to guard over ourselves. The world is full of temptation. The devil is busy out there. You and I got to be careful about our walk. God is going to reveal things in our life. He's going to bring about his plan, and you and I got to be right with God when this happens. We can't be asleep when this happens. As we wait on the Lord, we must watch over ourselves. Think this world is going to come, but sins are going to abound to come. But the Lord says, woe to the person by which that sin comes. It would be better for that person to be thrown in the sea with a stone around his neck than for that person to cause a little one to sin. So we got to watch out. We got to be careful. Otherwise, our hearts will be weighed down with dispensation and drunkenness and anxieties of life. For they will close upon us unexpectedly and we will be trapped in it. We got to wait on God. Now, you can't be moving ahead of the Lord. You're going to get trapped in the sin. Sin's going to have you bound by these. We need to keep watch on, be on our God praying so we can escape all that's going to happen in this world, all that is going to come upon this world, so we can stand before Christ Jesus, having overcome it all through faith. Thank you, Lord. So we're called by God to lead his people. We're instructed to keep watch over ourselves and the flock, which the Holy Spirit has made us. We must be good shepherds over God's church, which he brought with his own blood. The Apostle Paul knew after he was gone that others would come in and not spare the flock. See, we got to be on our guard about what is to come. And don't get all excited about what you see with your eyes, but believe in what God is going to bring about, the good things God is going to bring about for those who follow him, who have faith in his son. Let's keep watching. Wait on the Lord. Watch for those who cause division, who put obstacles in our way, who teach things contrary to God's words. We must stay away from such people and not be fooled by their smooth talk and flattering lips. We cannot be deceived. We must wait on the Lord. We must learn patience with God and knowing that God wants the best for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Waiting on the Lord allows us to build ourselves up, and keeping watch allows us to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. See, we need to keep God's word straight and teaching it over and over again without changing it. For it is our safeguard, because we're watching over ourselves. We're waiting on God's promises to unfold in our life. We must watch out. There are dogs, people who do evil, who are manipulators of the flesh, who wants to antagonize us and cause us to get off the path we are. We're waiting on Jesus. We're not waiting on somebody else. We're not waiting on somebody else to come down the street. We're waiting on Jesus to come back. We're waiting on what God is going to do, what God has already revealed in his word. We wait and we keep watch. We're circumcised. We worship by the Spirit. We glory in Christ. We put no confidence in the flesh. We watch and we wait as we follow Jesus every day of our lives, following the pattern that the Lord has laid out for us. We're keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. So we must be diligent in these matters, giving ourselves over wholly to the word and ways of God, so we grow and mature in the Lord as we wait and keep watch over our lives. We need to watch our lives and doctrine, persevering in godly things so we can save ourselves and those we share God's word with. Why do we need to wait on the Lord? Lord, why do we need to keep watch? So we do not lose what we work so hard for in Christ Jesus. So we were fully rewarded for our sacrifices and obedience to God. So we can not miss the mark of by running ahead of the Spirit and not missing the teaching of Christ Jesus. See, those who do so, the word of God says they don't have God. We stay with the teacher regarding the Father and the Son. We keep watch. We wait on the Lord. We know better things are coming. We know God is going to bless us in so many ways, but he's just giving us time. He's watching us. He's looking down to see how you and I are going to walk every day. When trouble comes our way, what do we do? We see, when despair come our way, what do we do? When death nears us, what do we do? See, God is testing us as we learn to wait and be patient, waiting on God, knowing that God is faithful. He's able to get through this. See, now that we know what we need to wait on and how we need to keep watching, continue following Christ Jesus, it'd be good for us when Christ comes and he sees us waiting and watching for his coming. This would be the best thing you and I can ever do. We don't have all the houses and all the cars, but what we do have is, Lord, we've been waiting and watching and reading your words and getting understanding, God, preparing our minds for action, God. We've been watching for you, Lord. We know you're going to come, and when you come, God, we know you're going to reward us. The Lord would dress himself to serve when we recline at the table. The Lord would come and wait on us. He'll praise the work we've done, the due diligence we have, and continually seek him. We didn't turn to the left and right. Lord, we stayed with you, Lord. We stayed you no matter the world told us to chase so many things, God. But we denied ourselves. We stayed with your word. We made faithful, and now you who you are, Lord Jesus. We've been waiting on this day, God, for you to enter into our lives so you can show your face to us, God. To show your presence, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, it was so good that you were so faithful, God. It wasn't easy, Lord, but look at what you brought. Look at your coming, God. It is such a wonderful. And we knew it was true. We knew you was there, God. We believed in you. We have faith in you, God. It'd be good when Christ comes. He finds us standing ready. Even if he comes in the second or the third watch of the night, we're still ready. See, we cannot let thieves sneak in. We must keep our watch and stay on God. We must always stand and ready. We do not know the hour when Christ returns. See, we need to be ready. We need to know how to wait. We need to build ourselves up and patiently with God. Stand with the word of God. We stand ready because Christ will enrich us in every way, in speech and in knowledge. We wait and keep watching. Follow Jesus so we lack no spiritual gift. He keeps us strong and so we are blameless on the day of the Lord. We got to keep watching. We got to keep waiting on God. It is going to come true. You got to believe in it. You got to put your faith in it. Your hope has to be bound in it. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. If we keep the word of God straight, we can stand strong as we wait and keep watch for the Lord's return. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 5 to 8 says, "For in him we have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end. So you will know and be blameless on the day of the Lord when he returns. We wait on the Lord, standing firm, holding to the teachings we receive. The Father in Christ will encourage us and give us hope so we do not drift away. The Lord will encourage our hearts and strengthen us in every good deed and work. We can do this. We can learn. We can be patient. We can wait on the Lord. We can be patient and stand firm. The Lord is going to come near to us so we know him better. There's no need to do anything outside of the Lord. There's no need for you to just be rushing out and doing your own thing and living like you want to live. We must believe. We must have faith. We must not be grumbling against one another. We must not judge one another. We must be patient, letting God work stuff out in our lives. We must keep our conscience clear and our hands clean. And judge no one because we know the judge is standing at the door. We're going to be ready when he's at that door. We're going to pass through judgment. And we're going to see the glory of God because that is what we're waiting on. We're not waiting on anything else in this world. We're not waiting on somebody to give me $5 million. I'm not waiting on somebody to build me a mansion. I'm waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on God. We're waiting on the Father and the Son. We're waiting on judgment to come through so we can pass through and see the glory of God and live for eternal life. That's what we're waiting on. That's what you and I are waiting on. How much time do we give God? We're very impatient. It's like putting God on a timer. You put God on a timer. I may give God 10 minutes. I'm praying in the spirit. He got 10 minutes to answer me. I may give God 10 minutes because, you know, he says seek me. So I'm trying to follow the word. So I got God on a timer because I'm a very impatient person. God's got to come in the time I give him. If you don't show up, I'm going to move forward. But maybe I give God a little more time. Maybe I might crank it up a little bit because, you know I need to give God just more and more time. I can't be pushing and testing God. So I give God half an hour. God, I've been praying. You got to answer me in half an hour. You got to work stuff out of me half an hour, God. Okay, I'm more faithful than that. I know how God works stuff out of my life in the past. So I crank it up a little bit more. And maybe I give God an hour to work stuff out of my life. But I can tell you what. If God doesn't show up that 10 minutes, 30 minutes, and that buzzer go off, that's all the time you got, God. That's all the time you have. Now we get up and we do our own thing. Time is up. God, you're not moved in my life. God, you're not replied. I move ahead of my own plans. I just call you, say, God, you're with me. This is how I claim and I declare things, that God, you're with me, because I'm not waiting any longer. I'm impatient. Oh God, so you gotta learn how to wait on the Lord. You gotta learn how to wait on God. This is God's time and not yours. Let's learn how to wait on God. Keep watching and stay with his word and do not drift away. See, the Lord says you and I need to take this word, and this word needs to be what guides us. We need to take our cross and bear our cross. We're waiting on the Lord, not waiting on anything in this world. We're waiting for Jesus to return, and we need to stand ready. We cannot run ahead of the Spirit. We got to patiently allow Christ to guide our steps and order our steps. Thoughts and increase our understanding of God's will. We must hold on to God's word, carry our cross night and day so we can see everything God has for us, everything God has promised us. We're standing ready, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Work it out in my life, Father God. Work it out in my life, Lord Jesus. I'm here, Lord. I'm in your word. I'm applying your word. Your Holy Spirit is in me, talking to me, God, and I'm not going to run ahead. I'm not going to have plans outside of your will, God. So I'm here in my cross, Jesus Christ. I bear the cross. I bear everything that I put on this cross that you could save me, Lord. I'm waiting, Lord. We're waiting for you, God. Work stuff out in our lives, Lord. Let it be your will, God, and not mine, God. Help us, Lord Jesus. No matter what, we must hold on. Build ourselves up in this faith. Praying in the Spirit. Must keep ourselves in God's love for us to wait for the mercy of Christ Jesus to bring us eternal life, to bring us into the kingdom of God. There's no other way. You got to learn how to be patient and wait on the Lord so he works stuff out in your life. You can't work it out yourself. It's not in this world. You have to wait on what God is doing through his son Christ Jesus. He has a plan. He's given us a chance. You have to see this. He's given us time to get our souls right with him. We need to take advantage of the short time we're given. We cannot be impatient with the Lord and start crying out, how long, Lord? How long? How long do I have to wait? How long do I have to do this? How long do I have to do that? How long, Lord? You need to learn how to wait on God. Making your step steadfast in Jesus. We need to make sure we're surrendering ourselves over to God's will. So we're one with the Lord, and we'll be given this white robe, the word of God says. We stand before God. This is what we're waiting on. The glory of God to be manifested in our lives. We want to see this. I don't know about you, but I want to see the things that God said in his word. I want to see it manifested. I want to be a part of it. That is what I'm waiting on. You can keep the house, because I can't go to heaven with that house anyway. So you can keep the $5 million, because that ain't going to get me closer to God. But Lord, I want to see your promises, Lord. I want to see your kingdom, Lord. I want to see the rivers, Lord, that's flowing. I want to see the kingdom of God laid out like you say in your word. I want to see everyone that's been born again, raised up again in you, Lord Jesus. See, that is something I can't get in this world. Lord, I am waiting on you. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Show us, dress us, guide us into your kingdom so we get an understanding of how to please you and be patient with God. Praise God. God wants to know. Will you wait on his plan to unfold? Or will you rush ahead of his Spirit? Praise the Lord. Christ is the way. There's no other way to God's kingdom. We must wait on God. Thank you, Jesus. Waiting on the Lord is a very tough part of us showing we have faith in God. It's one thing to say we have faith in God, yet continuing our own plans, doing as we please. It's another thing to say we have faith in God. Wait on the Lord to lead and guide and instruct us in the ways we should go. Many say, how do I wait on the Lord? Oh, you say, I do nothing while I wait on God? No, you have your salvation to work on. In the process of growing and maturing in salvation, we draw closer to God. And the Lord come closer to us. We pattern our lives after Jesus. We establish a connection with Christ so we can hear his voice and receive from him. We have plenty of work to do while we're waiting on God to manifest things in our lives, to bring about his revelations. Get yourself right with God. Make sure your spirit is right with the Lord. Make sure your steps is ordered by right. Make sure there's no sin in your life. Overcome the things that you struggle with that makes you disobey God. You got work to do while you're waiting on God. And wait on the Lord, we will be changed. Our thoughts will be changed. Our desires will be changed. Our plans will be changed while we're waiting for God to bring about the manifest of his life. The Lord will make us our purpose clear. We'll come to understand God's plan laid out for our lives and his word. See, once we learn how to wait on the Lord, things begin to get easier for us. We have less stress. We'll enjoy the protection and peace of God. Even in the midst of this time, and in the midst of this struggle, you and I can have faith that God has protected us, that Christ is a refuge for us. We wait on the Lord. We must wait. He is coming. He will not delay, but he is giving you and I time to get our life right so we can get to the promised land, get to the kingdom of God, experience the blessings of God in our lives. We must be ready. We must stand fast, holding on to God's truth. Do not deny the Lord. Let him work some stuff out while you wait on him to show you the blessings of God, to show him the purpose he created you for. The Father and Christ are still working. Working things out so we can come to know him better. So we can stand firm and hope in the end, knowing that we will be saved. Christ is faithful. God is faithful. The Father is righteous and just in the way that he will judge us. And you and I, if we just open our hearts and surrender our lives to God, you and I wait patiently on what God is doing in our lives. Do not run ahead of the Spirit, but stay in step with the Spirit. You and I will see the blessings of God in this life and the life to come. And don't put God on no timer. Don't be trying to time God. God is not working on your time. God is working on his time. And you and I need to learn to be patient with God. God is not going to be tested by you, by me. He's not on a timer. You and I, we wait. We learn how to wait on God so God will show us great blessings in our life. May God bless you and guide you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.